Alright, let's carve a shuffle that feels like 90s jungle darkness. Not swing on a loop and call it vibe. I mean that off-grid, deliberate pressure system pocket where the track rolls even if you mute the hats. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 workflow, and we're staying mostly stock. We'll use the groove pool, microtiming in milliseconds, ghost notes, and ragga-style percussive and vocal accents. The goal is a 2-bar loop that can scale into a full 32-bar section without losing the pocket. Before we touch anything, lock in the mindset. You're not adding swing, you're building a timing hierarchy. Some elements are the spine, some are the air, some are the threat moving in the shadows. Step 0. Set the session so it supports fast experimentation. Set your tempo in the jungle range, 165 to 172 BPM. If you want early jungle looseness, sit around 165 to 168. If you want tighter old school DNB, go 170 to 172. Set global quantization to 1/8 so you can jump around and test variations quickly. When you're inside MIDI clips, work on a 1/16 grid most of the time. But get comfortable toggling snap off, because the real pocket lives between the lines. Now step 1. Build a break foundation. The most authentic route is to start from a real break. Drop a break sample onto an audio track, then right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Slice to Drum Rack, Slice by Transience. Now you've got your break chopped across pads, which is perfect for rearranging and for microtiming without the whole loop smearing. If you prefer a hybrid approach, do it like this. One-shot kick and snare for weight and control, and then use break slices for hats and texture. That's a classic way to get modern punch but keep the break attitude. Do a quick dark cleanup on the break or the break slice group. EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clear useless sub-rumble. Dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz to control boxy mud. And if it's sounding too modern, gently shelf down around 10 to 12 Khz. You're not trying to kill the highs, you're trying to age them. Then drum bus, subtle. Drive maybe 5 to 15%. Keep boom low, like 0 to 10%, because in this style the sub power is usually from the bass, not from the drum bus. And use damp around 20 to 40% to keep the top controlled and smoky. Step 2. Program the anchored snare pattern. Make a 2-bar MIDI clip feeding your drum rack. Put the main snare on beats 2 and 4 of each bar. That's your anchor. In jungle, the anchor is sacred. Everything else can be naughty, but that needs to be dependable. For darkness, layer the snare intelligently. One layer is the crack. Short, bright, speaks on small speakers. Another layer is the body, pitched a little down, supporting around 150 to 250 Hz. Group those snare layers and glue them with drum bus or saturator. Try saturator on the snare group, analog clip mode, drive around 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on, then bring the output back down so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. You want density, not volume. Now step 3, carve the shuffle with the groove pool, but do it like jungle. Open the groove pool, drag in something swingy but not ridiculous. An MPC-style 16 swing is a good starting point, anything 16-based with a subtle push-pull. Here's the mistake people make, they apply groove to everything. That's how you accidentally land in housey territory. In jungle, different elements sit differently, so apply groove selectively. Hats and shakers, yes, they're your primary swing carriers. Ghost snares, yes, but less. Main snare, usually no. Keep it anchored. Kick, either none or just a tiny amount, depending on how forward you want the drive. Starting points for the groove parameters. For hats, timing around 10 to 25%. For ghost notes, timing around 5 to 15%. Velocity in the groove pool can stay low, like 0 to 15%, because we'll shape velocities ourselves for character. Random should be tiny, 0 to 6%. We're not simulating a drunk drummer, we're building controlled tension. Keep the bass at 1/16. And one big workflow tip. Don't rush to commit. Keep grooves uncommitted while you're still auditioning patterns and building arrangement. Commit in stages later, usually hats and perks first, because the moment you change drum sounds, the perceived timing changes too. Now step 4. Manual microtiming. This is where the menacing pocket shows up. Think in 3 timing lanes and stay consistent. Anchor. Push. Drag. Lane A. The anchor. Main snare and key rim accents. Basically on grid. Lane B. Push. Select kicks, and maybe one pickup now and then. Slightly early. Lane C. Drag. Hats. Shakers. Ghosts. Ragga percussion. Slightly late. Let's dial in some real numbers. Nudge your closed hats late by about plus 6 to plus 14 milliseconds. Start at plus 10 ms and adjust. Nudge a couple of kicks early by about minus 4 to minus 10 milliseconds. Start with minus 6 ms on one kick that drives into beat 3. That's a classic pull you forward moment. Keep the main snare very close to the grid. 0 to plus 3 ms max. You can lay it back later if you want a heavier lean, but don't do that until the groove is already working. In Live 12, the easiest way to manage this is by note groups. Multi-select all hats and nudge them as a block first, then all ghosts as a block. That keeps the pocket coherent, and then you can hand edit one or two notes for attitude. Now ghost snares, this is your shadow shuffle. Place a couple of ghost snare notes in between the main hits. Don't obsess over exact grid names, use your ears, but you want them living around the spaces before and after the main snare moments. Keep their velocities low, around 15 to 45 depending on the kit. Then time them late by about plus 8 to plus 18 milliseconds. This is the dragging darkness. It should feel like the groove has weight, like it's resisting, but still rolling forward. Here's a nasty old school detail, the break slice flam. Duplicate a snare slice or a quieter snare layer, and place a 10 to 25 ms before the main snare. Low velocity. Filter it darker with a Q8, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. It creates that old sampler timing thickness without washing the snare in reverb. It's like the snare has a shadow. Quick coaching check. Mute your hats for a second. If the groove still moves with hats muted, you're doing it right. That means your ghosts and micro accents are carrying the role. If everything collapses when hats are muted, you're relying on hat swing alone, and it'll read as modern swing instead of jungle pressure. Step 5. Add raga elements, but make them punctuate, not clutter. Raga works best as call and response with the drum groove. Think sparks, not constant chatter. Add a raga percussion layer, woodblock, timbale, shaker hits, or even a percussive vocal A or A. Place them on offbeats, but don't fill every offbeat. Pick moments, then nudge those raga perks late, similar to hats. Plus 8 to plus 16 ms. Start at plus 12 ms. Use a few velocity tiers so it speaks like phrasing. For example, cycle between 85, 60, and 40. Process them dark and dubby with stock devices. Auto filter first. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz so they don't clutter the low mids. Saturator, light, 1 to 4 dB of drive. Then echo for dub flavor. Set it to 1/8 or dotted 1/8. Feedback 15 to 30%. Filter the highs down so the repeats are dark, low pass around 3 to 6 kHz, and you can widen it a bit, like 120 to 160%, but remember, your kick and sub stay mono, and you don't want phase chaos. Now the raga vocal chop, keep it short and tactical. Pick something like hey, yo, come again, whatever fits your vibe. Place it near the end of bar 2, leading into the loop restart. That's punctuation. That's the DJ friendly, sound system friendly moment. Groove it with the same hat groove, but reduce groove timing on the vocal to around 10 to 15% so it doesn't sound lazy. For a dark vocal chain, EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz, and if it bites too hard, dip a touch around 2 to 4 kHz. Then redux, subtle, downsample to around 12 to 18 kHz and keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. This is about texture, not 8-bit meme. Add a short reverb, plate or small room, decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, high cut around 4 to 7 kHz so it stays smoky. If you want that tight old hardware feel, put a gate after the reverb so the tail gets chopped clean. Step 6. Make the bass relationship support the shuffle. A dark shuffle feels even darker when the bass locks to the pocket. Here's a good rule. Put the bass slightly behind the kick, but ahead of the hats. So if your kick is early, say minus 6 ms, let the bass transient land around the grid, or even plus 6 ms. That creates push from the kick, weight from the bass, and swing from the hats. If you're using Wavitable or Operator for a Reese, add Saturator for thickness and Auto Filter for movement. Automate a low pass so it breathes across the 2-bar phrase. Sidechain the bass with a compressor keyed from the kick. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 ms so you don't erase the bass transient completely. Release around 80 to 160 ms depending on tempo. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Step 7. Scale the 2-bar pocket into 32 bars without losing the feel. Old school jungle thrives on variation every 2 to 4 bars. Not huge changes, micro changes. Like the loop is alive. Here's a practical 32-bar sketch you can follow. Bars 1 to 8. Core groove. Minimal fills. Establish the law. Bars 9 to 16. Add raga perks, occasional vocal chop, bars 17 to 24, swap one or two break slices, add a ghost snare run, maybe a negative space moment where you remove an expected hat and replace it with a ghost or perk. Bars 25 to 32, do a dropout. Drop hats for one bar, keep ghosts so the pocket still talks, then bring hats back with an echo throw just once. Try an 8-bar pressure ladder approach. Instead of constantly adding new instruments, increase the density of micro events. Bars 1 to 2, pour loop. Bars 3 to 4, add one extra ghost pickup. Bars 5 to 6, add a raga response. Bars 7 to 8, one echo throw, only once. Then repeat the ladder with different choices. This prevents the copy-paste grid fatigue. A super fast Ableton workflow for this. Duplicate your main 2-bar clip into 6 to 10 versions. Name them by function. No hats, extra ghosts, raga fill, snare flam, echo throw, halftime tease. Jam them as scenes in session view for 5 minutes, record into arrangement, and then clean up. You'll get an authentic non-looping feel quickly because you're performing variation, not drawing it. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you do all of this. Don't groove everything equally. The main snare needs to anchor the track. Don't crank random in the groove pool. That turns into sloppy funk, not jungle pressure. Don't use super bright modern hats unless you deliberately age them. Control the top end. Darkness is controlled highs, not absence of highs. Don't make ghost notes loud. They should be felt more than heard. And don't drown your groove in wide, long echo and reverb. That's a classic way to make the track feel late for the wrong reasons.